Chapter 1. There's No Place Like Home. Friday morning, 5:10 a.m., Los Angeles, California. Nicole Horcombe sits in the back seat of a Land Rover mulling over the ruling handed down by Judge James Brackford 2 weeks earlier. If the judge's decision isn't enough evidence that all men have signed the blood oath from birth to uphold this systematic institution of misogyny, then surely there wasn't one to be had. 8 years of marriage to a man whose escapades were splattered all over every hip-hop entertainment media outlet is over. Nicole is now left with only $500,000 and a broken heart. As she impatiently waits for Jared, her stylist and friend, to return home with lattes, Nicole shifts between self-pity and anger. "What is he doing? Picking up the damn coffee beans in Guatemala?" Nicole mumbles. Tony, her driver, glints over his shoulder in agreeance, but his reaction gives her no solace. Instead, she closes her eyes, throws her head back on the plush cream leather interior in the hope that she would eventually drift off. And sleep is what she needed most. Even a cat nap would do. However, her racing mind just wouldn't let it. Rather, she nestles her head deeper into the cushion, rehashing the events of the last few weeks. Last week, North Central District Courthouse, Burbank, California. "Miss Horcombe has agreed. You'll have 3 weeks to vaccinate the premises formerly occupied by both you and Mr. Horcombe," Judge Brackford utters, without glancing up from the disheveled files on his desk. Per Mr. Horcombe's request, his lawyer and police will be present at the time of Mrs. Horcombe's departure. The moment was exceedingly casual. Any other time, the judge's slow, southern sing-song rhythm of speaking may have been amusing to Nicole, had his words not been the final flare, torching her life into ashes. Yes, a life she finds terribly disappointing and abusive, but nonetheless it was hers. And she earned the right to keep it up, if she so desires. Suddenly, the air in the room grows thick. She struggles to breathe. Her fierce but timely coughing drowns out most of the judge's comments, as if her mind subconsciously sought an escape from her current reality, anything to prevent making an absolute fool of herself. Over the years, Nicole played the court jester in Charles' kingdom of games and lies. She allowed her emotions to take over whenever there was trouble in their relationship. This time, however, she fought the urge to rise to her feet and give the courtroom peace of her mind, including Charles' entourage seated in the back row. Showing out would have disclosed that she still